Good day, my name is Michelle, and welcome to Nova's Business Report. With me on the Market Watch today, I have Ileana Mbote from First Rand, and we are going to talk inflation. I mean, Ileana, inflation and cost of living has been such a political instrument, I almost want to say, in all the elections of last year, and it just doesn't seem to go away, the noise. So let's start off by saying that last week, Thursday, Namibia has released its latest inflation numbers. Just take us through on what has been disclosed, and then we'll dive further into the detail.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. As usual, always fun to be on this show. So the NSA released our inflation print, as you highlighted, last week, Thursday, and it actually came down, for us at least, to be a downward surprise, so slightly lower than what we had in the previous month. So inflation is now sitting at 3.2% compared to 3.5% in the previous month. And the slightly slower inflation is really due to slower than anticipated food prices that are going up. But the print also does show us that there's still significant underlying pressure coming from things like your goods inflation, your housing and utilities in Namibia, even though we're still seeing steady a lower inflation coming really from the transport pool that we've been experiencing for the last, I would say, year or so, that has been driving this generally lower inflation globally. So I think although we are seeing a steady, slowdown in inflation still, we are still of the opinion that, pressures still remain. So we're calling inflation sticky rather than lower and saying that despite, and I think this is also a dynamic that we're experiencing or we're observing in the world. So even in the US, for example, we are seeing that there is slightly higher inflation. But again, we're not seeing major movements. It's all really marginal movements and very sticky inflation still.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I understand. Are you saying that transport also helped for inflation to slow down?
Yes. So transport is still actually taking away from inflation. So what is that driving so what is causing our inflation to come down is still the transport sector, which is removing about 0.2 percentage points on overall headline inflation. And then we're seeing food that is actually slower than food prices coming, being slower than what we had initially anticipated, which is on the back of improved rainfall. So the improved rainfall is definitely improving crop prices, but we are seeing meat prices, for example, that are still sticky and still offsetting the benefits from your lower crop prices. And this is due to your livestock marketing and the supply of livestock that's just a bit low compared to your crops that still need to recover after drought conditions. So from a food perspective, it's almost as if factors are offsetting each other, but it's coming down on the downside. We are still seeing pressures, though, from a core perspective. So your housing and utilities, that category is still showing significant pressure. And what we're expecting, especially given what we're seeing in the world, where again transport is coming down, but we're seeing pressure from a goods perspective due to the tariff, So we are expecting that to also come through, eventually filter through into Namibia. So despite the fact that inflation is still low, we are still seeing upward risks. And that's why we're still saying it's quite sticky. It's still not completely out of the woods, steady disinflation yet.
Am I right in saying that the pressure from a goods perspective is not so much the tariffs on Namibia, but rather the goods that we import from South Africa and the tariff pressure that they will be facing?
100%. So even when you look at what's happening in US inflation, for example, The U.S. inflation did tick up slightly, so it went from about 2.7 to 2.9%. And what is causing that is specifically on the goods side. So they're seeing the services come down. And if you look at what the Saab is forecasting in the next inflation print to look like, they're also forecasting a slight marginal 0.1 increase from the goods side. So despite so the tariffs really are impacting international prices, maybe not as much as we had initially anticipated it, but upward risks are still there. So I think if anything were to happen, so the tariff would increase or escalate in any way, then we would definitely be seeing a surge in inflation. But what we are seeing now is that there's this small uptick just due to the fact that, of course, the costs of trading will increase in the tariff war.
Yeah, I'm going to stop short of asking you your prediction on the rainfall for the coming season, but let's quickly just remind our listeners, Helena, on inflation versus headline inflation or core versus headline inflation.
Yeah, so core or headline inflation is your typical print that we normally speak to. So it looks at all the different price movers or price drivers. And we know that sometimes prices are driven by very volatile things like your transport prices, which will be influenced by, say, an OPEC supply cut, as we've seen in a supply cut or increases we've seen recently. What core inflation does is it removes volatile categories like your oil prices that are very subject to short-term shocks. And it looks at what is the underlying inflation dynamics or the underlying pressures, the real pressures, if you can put it like that, that would sort of drive inflation in that economy in the medium to the long run. So usually headline inflation dynamics moves up and usually core inflation dynamics sort of tell us what do we expect when the dust settles, when all the volatility has sort of settled, what do we expect inflation to look like? And I think that's why a lot of analysts are saying that upward pressures still remain, because whether it's in the US or in Namibia, core inflation is still in a lot of economies higher than your headline inflation, indicating that directionally the cyclical downturn in inflation that we're seeing now could possibly reverse the cycle, you know, once headline inflation's volatility stabilizes.
Well, on that note, which seems a bit, you know, not that positive, where does that leave us with interest rates, Helena? Your very high-level quick view.
I think still, given the uncertainty, I still think they're going to be quite stable. So I think some market participants are saying, you know, the U.S. might want to cut because of the labor market dynamics. Mm. And then that would be, I mean, some market participants are saying 50 basis points. I think the SARB still is probably going to hold, again, given inflation is still quite uncertain. In the upward risks. So I think that even say the US at best case scenario does a 50 basis points cut, I think the SARB will still have room to hold, or at most, if they're being a little bit more liberal, maybe a 25 basis points cut. But I think given the differential between NAM and South Africa, I still think that the Bank of Namibia is likely to hold. So even if we see interest rate cuts now, I still think Bank of Namibia is likely to hold to possibly consider a cut in December if, again, reserve pressures stabilize, or in early 2026, given uncertainty.
I hear you. Yeah, so our listeners and those that are borrowing money should definitely listen to that outlook. Thanks very much, Helena. And let's see what's going to happen. Until the next time, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.